fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Dr. Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news. This is WGRN 94.1. And I'm privileged to have my good friend John Brakey in the studio here on East Broad Street. John Brakey, who was with and still is Audit AZ Arizona, now out auditing the USA. Welcome to the other side of the news, John.
Well, it's really good to be here with you, Bob. You know, we go back a long ways, and it's good to be in Columbus with you.
All right, and let the listeners know what you're up to now.
Well, this is the seventh state that I've been to in the last 6 weeks. I started off in D.C. and then worked with our attorney there, Chris Sauter, well-known attorney. And then we went into Maryland and saw what's going on there, and we found that Maryland's doing a pretty good job with what I'm going to get into. Then we went into Virginia. Then from Virginia, it was Rhode Island. Rhode Island to Maine. Maine to Massachusetts. Massachusetts to Pennsylvania. And then back into D.C. And then here to you, Bob.
And what exactly are you doing in all these places?
We are out. First off, you know, I'm an election transparency activist. Pardon me. And I used to be integrity, but I realized the system has very little integrity. We've discovered something really big, Bob, that, you know, we've been talking about, is that the new digital equipment has been out for quite a few years, and these digital scanners create a ballot image. And these images are a public record. But first I need to explain what was the old system. The old system was optical scanner. Now we have digital scanners. And the optical scanners, you know, remember we were in school, Bob? We took the Iowa test and we filled in the bubble with a pencil. Well, that was read by an optical scanner. And basically it was a light coming down, bouncing off of it. These new digital scanners, how they work is that when a ballot goes into the machine, the first thing it does, it takes a digital picture of both sides of the ballot and then uses that digital picture to be able to do the count by using optical character recognition. And it's really something very important for us because for the first time maybe in our history, you know, voting in this country, because, you know, as Mark Twain used to say, that if a voting really mattered, they wouldn't let us do it.
Uh-huh.
And you know, elections aren't any good in my book unless they're transparent, trackable, and publicly verified. What we're fighting for is the ballot images not to be destroyed and that those ballot images are a public record. And what it really comes down to, Bob, we have two official ballots now, the one that you marked and one the machine counted, and that's important.
All right, I'm in the studio here with John Brakey, election transparency activist, and so you're telling me the Scantron grew up, the old take out your number two pencil and fill in the little, and then you run it through the machine, and you could almost count how many were wrong. I did pretty good. I only got seven wrong out of ten.
You know, it's pretty incredible because, you know, we were in Wisconsin together, Bob, you know, and all the problems we had at Racine County.
In the Jill Stein recount, yes.
And you know, half that state hand-counted, and the other half refused to. Well, you know, that half, of course, you know, they had built into their machinery SIM cards, cellular phone modems built in.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah, I really do. I really do, because
what if I need to call up and report new results in the middle of an election? Don't I need a cell cellular connection?
Yeah, you might, Bob, but we don't want those insiders to have it because we know that Fraction Magic, which is a program that Bev and Benning that we all worked with on how it steals vote, well, we know that Fraction Magic can change numbers on the fly, especially if you have a cell phone number built into it. And by the way, you know, before we went to Wisconsin, I remember very distinctly that the FBI director at that point said, you know, our voting system is never connected to the internet. And then to go to Wisconsin and find out that half the machines in that state had cellular phones built into it, and because they could change these things. And that's what we are all working for, is to make elections transparent, trackable, and publicly verified.
I thought
verified.
A lot of the central tabulators were, in fact, connected to the internet and often reported the votes to the main tabulators in the Secretary of State's office via the internet.
Well, you're not supposed to. If they do, what's supposed to happen is that the central tabulator is completely isolated. And if they want to move data from the central tabulator to another computer to send, that's what they do. But the county's supposed to protect.
And they'll say it's air-gapped. But my understanding is there's no such thing as malware. So when you air-gap that and stick that little thumb drive in there, there's no way you could corrupt or preset a thumb drive, could you?
Oh, you certainly could, Bob. You know, in fact, I'll tell you who did the best job in the whole world.
I just plead with our listeners, yeah. John, don't Google malware, because these things are fine. And yeah. They're in bubble wrap. You couldn't pre-program them, could you, John?
Well, I think that we did with the Russians, didn't we? That's how we got into the centigrades and the centrifuges in Iran. We left thumb drives around. That's a good trick, isn't it?
It is. Indeed.
And you know what's even a better trick is Volkswagen. Volkswagen. You know the story on Volkswagen, don't you?
Well, I hope to God they didn't do anything wrong.
Well, they did. They did something very serious. First off,
monkey killers.
Yep, they did too, Bob. You know, they that's part of the story too. But I don't know if they killed the monkeys at the end. Okay, in fact, they originally were going to put a guy in a bicycle and gas him and prove that the diesel fumes weren't that bad. But what I'm talking about that the listeners ought to know, you know, a lot of times these election people, they want to come out and tell us this is, you know, Brakey and Bob, we know that these results are good because we run a logic and accuracy test before and after every election. Okay?
Yeah, which is the machine was turned on, it booted up, and a vote was cast, and it counted it. It must be okay. So at that point, you can bring in private, for-profit, proprietary companies.
Yeah.
With no background checks on their programmers, who can then secretly program the computer for us.
Well, that's what they do sometimes. But I would say this, in this situation right here.
Well, that's what they do all the time. Who programmed in Ohio, all the programmers that come in are private. They work for ES&S. They work for Dominion. They don't work for the people. They're not nonpartisan election professionals that pay well. A lot of them work for companies that are right-wing and right-to-life, like Triad.
Yeah.
And those people are secretly programming the machines.
What you're saying is all true, and Volkswagen proves you right, Bob, because of what they did. They've sold 580,000 cars in the United States, and every time it went to emissions, it passed. But you know how bad this thing was, Bob? It didn't put out 40% more over the limit, not 80% over the limit. This computer knew when it was being tested because something plugged into it. The steering wheel's not turning, and it changed its timing. And it was really, when it passed the test and left, it put out 40 times to 80 times over the limit. And, you know, Volkswagen only sold 580,000 of those cars in this country. And, by the way, it cost them $25 billion. They had to pay a $2.8 billion fine. One of the employees in the United States went to jail. Another one came over to visit his Florida house from Germany. And on the way out, they picked him up out of the bathroom, and he's in jail for 7 years. Okay, they're trying to get the big boys. But what really was what they did in Europe, which is really astounding. They became so big, they bought Audi, I think they bought Porsche, they bought some other companies, became the world's largest, and they did it because they cheated. And because of that cheat, this is something that's hard to believe, but there's 72,000 premature deaths in Europe that they can trace back to all the diesels because they thought these diesel cars were so green and good. They were poisonous.
So So what you're telling me is you can program a computer to get the results you want? But that's only with admissions, right? You couldn't do that in elections,
well,
John.
Well, you know what I say now is that that logic and accuracy test is just like running an admission test before and after, and it proves everything's working right, where in between everything was a cheat. And that's how Volkswagen became the largest Volkswagen car builder in the country,
just
world.
Just bring out the monkeys to program those computers. And
Bev Harris did to prove that the audit logs could be easily changed. I mean, what else can we do? You know, we need to get people woken up to realize that, you know, listen, if we do not get elections right in the next couple of years, we're going to go, you know, there's three things I consider very wrong. Election fraud is real. Okay, gerrymandering has now come in through the computer, through the voter database, and they got micro-targeting, psycho-targeting.
But the third
big one is the biggest is gerrymandering, and that will happen
fair,
the next
you
census.
But to be fair, you've got to admit 30 of the congressional districts are competitive.
Where?
30 in the whole country out of 435.
I think that could be the case. The 30 of them have not been gerrymandered, okay, or whatever. Now, we need to change that. We need elections that really count.
Get it down to 20?
No, I think we need to get it to 430.
If you got it up to 430, 435, aren't you afraid democracy will break out?
You know, that could be a case. And maybe even if we had ranked choice voting, that we could vote for hope first, and then we could vote for the less of two evils later. You know, that would be a nice thought, wouldn't it? Mm. They're doing it in Maine. You know, I'm very I don't want to just talk about bad states totally. You know, I want to say the state of Maine, they do it right. Okay, and when it comes to Maryland, I could not believe the statutes and laws that they have protecting this image. But, you know, Bob, I come to Ohio, and what I find, I can't believe the excuses. Oh, we love these images. They're so good, but we can't save them.
No way.
Yeah, it's
you
really ridiculous.
You went to
ridiculous.
Youngstown, met with Bruno, but no way.
Yeah.
You were up in Cleveland, though.
Yeah, I was, and I had a good long meeting, and they said they want to save them, too. But what they want to do, Bob, they want to start counting 19 days out. And then what they want to do...
Get a jump on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get a jump. I mean, they used to start counting election morning. And then they want to go ahead and stick a thumb drive in these 850s. And then they're going to store the data on this thumb drive. And they showed me this big vault that they're going to put it in, right? Well, you know, I know on the way to the vault.
That's the same one where they wrecked all the ballots after the 04
could
election.
Could be. This is a pretty. It's a fireproof vault. It's just for these little tiny
waste
thumb
management
drives.
Was here in Youngstown. They accidentally recycled all of the ballots.
Yeah, but what they're going to do here, in my opinion, is that somebody will palm a thumb drive. They'll stick it into a laptop that has the program. And then 19 days before the election, they're going to have the hyper poll that nobody has. And they'll be able to know who's going to win or lose. And if they're doing something wrong, maybe they'll go ahead and program a race the way they want to make it happen.
Maybe they have to start counting early because these ES&S machines are so slow. Could that be a reason?
No, they're pretty good machines. It's really the problem is that now people use them.
How quick can they count?
Well, these right here can do 300 ballots per minute. Okay, and when these machines go through, they're quite remarkable. It will go ahead and take an image
then
of both sides of the ballot.
Then why 19 days earlier if you got high-speed digital scanners?
I know, and they got six of them too, Bob.
six of them.
And you know how much they cost each?
No, tell me.
$116,000 each. And you can put it in the back of a truck.
And that's why you got to start counting early, John.
That's why. I guess they do. And I don't understand it, especially 19 days.
Well,
I mean,
you want to be able to get those results and use them for partisan purposes.
Yeah, like telling your friends.
They're better than a poll. And John Brakey, you're on WGRN 94.1, The Green Renaissance. And we're talking about transparent elections. So, you were up in Cleveland, and you trust them to count early?
No, I don't trust anybody counting early. You know, knowledge is power, and having this kind of information is very dangerous because it really empowers people with money to know who to give and do things.
We could trust the Russians with the Facebook stuff or Cambridge Analytica, couldn't we?
You know, I would say this, is that knowing that... I think the Russian narrative is really a joke. I think what's going on here is that the American people rejected the neoliberal and the neoconservative point of view, and the American people didn't want it. And who? And instead of accepting the fact that we don't want it, they want to blame somebody who's not defending themselves.
But do we actually know who won the election? I mean, you've got 11 states, one for Clinton, 10 for Trump, that if they were outside the United States, we wouldn't certify them because of the disparity between the exit poll,
that's right,
and the actual vote. But to me, that's got very little to do with the Russians.
It really
does.
You
know, to the Russians whipping up some, a media campaign. But it seems to have more to do with we have non-transparency.
Yes.
We don't know who won.
That's right.
We don't know who lost because we can't verify these things. But you're telling us there's a way to verify this with these new digital high-speed scanners?
Well, with all the images, because these images could be put online by precinct. And people could go ahead and have what I would call a ballot party. You get some clickers. You get a couple of neighbors over.
Party hat.
Yeah, little party hat. You know, hey, we're verifying.
Mardi Gras beads.
We're making democracy important, okay? And you know, that way you could download a precinct. You go ahead and plug your laptop or your computer into your TV. You got your neighbors, and we team up. And let's say you and me are going to count for Richard Nixon if he was running. And we have a clicker. We run 25 ballots at a time, one after the other. You can do that in like 45 seconds. And you and me would be counting, and then two other people would be counting the other race. And then the next thing you know, every minute you're doing 25. As soon as you and me are done, I say, I had 12. Did you have 12? Good. What did you two have? Oh, good. You matched up. And let's do the next 25. And then we get through the 800 ballots really quick. And then we say, does our result match theirs? And what's really important about that is I know, Bob, that people who steal, and you know, and thanks to you and thanks to your organization here, what you did in 2012 with that lawsuit, Mickey Donahoe from my team coming in and testifying. Mm-hmm. He was NSA, you know, with people, you know, getting with the feds. And maybe we made these people paranoid that night. That's why Karl Rove freaked out, because we took away his power. Because these people who steal will only steal if they have impunity. And what are we doing? We're breaking away that impunity away from. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it, by being proactive, not reactive.
And John's referring to a lawsuit. I was a plaintiff in two of them, first in the federal court, which where it was thrown out, and then in the state court where we got better results, and the vote counter in Ohio was kept open for 30 days to see if there was irregularities, and lo and behold, there weren't. But it was all based on a custom patch, an experimental patch, which under Ohio law is only allowed in one county and one precinct. And he decided to put it in over 40 counties, particularly Cuyahoga, all these major Franklin County.
Yep.
So these custom patches, non-transparent, done and with a secret contract that nobody knew about until a whistleblower leaked it to us, allowed us to say, we don't believe this is the way you conduct an election. We don't believe you should be using secret contracts to set up special patches.
Yeah, and that's what started me, Bob. That right there with Mickey, what you did, and others, we could obviously see that chasing these elections afterwards are a mistake. We have to get in front of them. We have to take away their power to steal. And these images are a gift. You know, there's an old saying by Bookmaster Fuller that you don't change things by working with the old model. Build a new one and make change there.
Right.
They did that, and they're hiding it. They've been hiding these images for 8 years in a lot of places. You know, in Cuyahoga County, they've had these machines, they say, since 2008. They've been destroying the images up there since 2008. And the excuse they're giving is bull. Okay? And we're going to go ahead and get together, bring in some powerful people who are scientists to be able to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they're saying that they can't back them up because they're afraid that they have to back up because they're afraid of fire. So they destroy the images for that reason. That's a crazy thought.
And again, in the case in 2012, Jim March was another one of our expert witnesses.
Yeah,
and
my
partner
for many years.
Jim March is an old friend of yours.
Well, he was my colleague. You know, when we started, we were partners. Because that was before gay marriage passed, and now we're colleagues. I mean, you got to be careful when you say the word partners nowadays, you know. Great guy, good friend. You know, I always tell people, when Jim came in to work with me, I knew that my limitations on computers were limited, and I needed to find myself a super geek, because it takes a geek to help understand the geek Greek language of elections.
But wasn't he arrested?
A couple times. I was, too. In fact, they called us Mayhem and Chaos. It was a big trial. That was what we got back in 2007.
So it was like an insurance campaign with Mayhem.
Yeah, Mayhem and Chaos. Me and Jimmy used to fight about that all the time. Who was Mayhem, who was Chaos? But decided since he carried, I didn't, he would be Mayhem. And yeah, Chaos, that's good for me, I guess.
All right, so what chaotic things are you inflicting upon the state of Ohio?
Well, is that we're looking at things very carefully, and it looks like, you know, there's no doubt they're illegally destroying these things, and what we're here to do is talk about.
And what do you mean by that? You mean that it falls under ORC 149.43, that these digital images are, in fact, a public record? Is that what you're arguing, Mr. Brakey?
I certainly am. I certainly am. And I had a judge explain it to me very well in the first case that we won. Mm-hmm. He said to Pima County, he says, you know, I'm not computer literate. But let me ask you something, Pima County. If you take voted ballots and you photocopy them, and then you use the photocopies to count, what makes you think you can destroy them? They're in the chain of custody. You know, this whole thing is like gravity. It's a fact. You cannot destroy them. There's no way, and they're doing it. And we have to wake people up, because we're not going to change this company until we have elections that are verified. Because we have a country that's in severe problems. Corruption is the rule of the day. And we, the people, are the ones that have the power to fire these people if we can get our power back.
Well, what's wrong with faith-based voting, John? An honor system. Push and pray. You push, you pray your vote's counted. That is a long-standing tradition with these computers.
Now,
why should
pray.
We change?
You can pray, I won't, okay? I believe, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition, okay? We need to fight back. But we need to fight back with civility. We need to go ahead and use our friend Mr. Mandamus. And Mr. Mandamus says, when you go into court, Your Honor, can you please order these people to follow the law? And it's a very simple case. We're going to keep it very simple. And hopefully
tomorrow
we'll
meet with
the
secretary. But what law do you want them to file? The public records law?
There's quite a few laws that they have to follow, okay, when it comes to these records. Because there's federal, there's state. You cannot pick and choose what documents you're going to save. Everything in the chain of custody must be preserved. They preserve the envelope that you mail in, okay, with your signature on it. They preserve, let's say you get coffee stains all over your ballot. What do? The ballot
in Holmes
comes in,
County,
they
destroyed them all in 2004. Ohio is famous. What we're known for more than any other state is the destruction of ballots in the 2004 election. 58 out of 88 counties.
Yeah, I remember.
We destroyed the ballots. Yeah. Why are you trying to change things, Mr. Brakey?
Well, because I'm a grandfather. I got 6 grandkids, and I'm worried about their future, and I'm worried about the future of my friends and their families. Because, you know, let's face it, if this thing was ever to break down, we're 9 meals from insanity. I live in Arizona. Phoenix is the most unsustainable city in the world, okay? All the water comes in, all the food comes in, and Tucson's not far from that. And I wonder, if things went really bad, where would I get my water? Where would I get food? Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, I know what Ohio election officials would say, and the Secretary of State, John Houston, why are you in Ohio sticking your nose in our business up here?
Because what your business is my business, because we're all Americans, okay? And we have to fight this all over. And, you know, I've been in the red states, now up to the blue states, and finding good and bad. And I know that this is a fight that we can win, especially working with you, Bob.
Well, what'd you find out about Ohio?
I found out that we need to go to court, Bob.
They all like you. They're friendly. They just
can't
save them. Yeah. Ballots. I mean, what's it like?
And they
have a love fest with you.
Oh, it's very. Hey,
they're hugging you. They're giving you noogies.
I'm a hugger, Bob.
With you.
I'm a hugger. Okay. I'm driven by love.
And they say,
that's why I'm out here.
We couldn't save those digital images just because they were. And you're saying they were designed to be saved.
Exactly. Exactly. Bob, the literature has on it.
Technology, right?
Yeah. The literature says use for auditing and adjudication. They say that they could be put online and published. I'm not making this stuff up. This is the reality. And we, the people, need to go ahead and take our power back and demand. And that means when we're in court, Bob, we want to fill that courtroom. We want to go ahead and line up plaintiffs. We are nonpartisan. What we do is not about the right or left. It's about right, wrong, greed, and corruption that we fight. And this is a case that we can win because we're going to keep it really simple.
So you're arguing these digital scanners, which came out of the banking industry for security, is they're actually designed to be transparent.
Yeah, you bet, Bob. I mean, the DS-850 was built out of Germany. It was built for bankers tracking documents. Bob, believe it or not, the 850, if they put the inkjet back on it, would put a tiny little mark on the corner of the ballot that marries it to the ballot image. Because, you know, once we get the images, of course, I'm a purist. I really want the original ballots. But I know how hard it's going to get because mm-hmm. they're afraid that maybe Bob or me might have a piece of lead below our finger. We might make a stray mark on the ballot. So you cannot get at those ballots. But these images, they're ours, Bob. They're ours. Let's claim them. Let's get them.
And you can high-speed sort them.
We can do what we want with them.
You could randomly use them to audit.
That's right. We could use them for that. We could have verified elections.
They would make recounts easy.
They would save a lot of money.
Should we go with the open source programming or just accept what the companies give us?
I think that with these ballot images, that is open source for me. Okay, because, you know, to hell what they do, pardon me, with the situation with open source or closed source or whatever. Make the ballots open source. Give us the ballot, the images. That would be good. And then give us the right to randomly go back and check a few with the originals, just to make sure nobody had hanky-panky.
What about the write-in? Don't they like to set it so it just records write-in?
They could. They did that in Alabama. You know, I sued in Alabama, and, you know, it was kind of a funny story that, you know.
Well, tell us.
Well, I went to I like to work the food chain on the way up. You know, I start with low people in the Secretary of State's office and ask some questions.
You're in there. You're working the janitor up.
Yeah, you know, you get information, you know. It's what you do. And then I finally said, okay, well, what are you guys doing with the ballot imagery? Because these are digital scanners. And the person said, digital images? What's that? And you know, it was kind of funny. Before I went to Alabama, I Googled ballot images. And the only thing I could find on the internet on ballot images is that somebody said, you know, they got digital. They should turn that on, okay? And so anyway, I finally got to the state elections director, and he said to me, well, these machines, we never turn that function on. And I said, sir, I'm an expert. It doesn't work unless it's on. You have to have it on. And so
to make a copy of the ballot.
Yeah, that's how it works. And then it lists from there. And then when I busted him, he said, well, at least we're saving the write-ins. Because I explained to him there's three settings on these machines. One, it comes to save all. Two, just save write-ins. Three, save nothing.
And none. Your preference?
Save all, of course, Bob. They're ours. They're public records. They cannot be destroyed.
But then you can audit and accurately recount and verify the election, John. What's wrong with you?
I want to do it in my living room. With my friends and celebrate our democracy. And hopefully, Bob, wouldn't it be great if there was a day that when election happened, it was verified and the loser went away for a little while and the one person who really won had a small honeymoon, but instead of all this open war we're having in this country that's dividing because they are constantly cheating and doing things?
It's a time-honored tradition. Let the best hacker or programmer or the last one win.
Well, not in my book, Bob. I'm going to be there to make sure that I take that impunity away from that hacker, and I'm going to teach other people how to do it.
All right, you've been listening to John Brakey here on The Other Side of the News, and how can people get a hold of you, John?
Best way is my site is www.auditelections.org, and my name is John Brakey, and at gmail.com, just John Brakey, Brakey with a Y, a break. Brakey and gmail.com and get hold of us.
Thank you, Mr. Brakey, election transparency activist, for being on The Other Side of the News.
Pleasure.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.